How the number 151,000 might or might not delay another rise in interest rates. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. There's news this morning that 151,000 more people were on American payrolls in August. The forecasts were for higher numbers, besides counting payrolls. The government statisticians also check in with households, which yields the unemployment rate, which held steady at 4.9%. Let's check in with one wise person with an office just off a Wall Street trading floor. Christopher Lowe is chief economist at FTN Financial. Howdy, Chris.
Good morning, David.
So what do you make of this? It is a little weaker than forecast, but I wouldn't say weak.
It is weaker than expected. It is not a weak report. 150,000 jobs is decent on its own, but it also comes after two blockbuster months. And the three-month average, 233,000 jobs, is downright strong. We're well within a healthy range.
Not to be a David Downer here, but I do note, though, that factory jobs were down 14,000 between July and August. That's not happy.
Even worse than that, it's the entire goods-producing sector. Factory jobs were down. Construction jobs were down. The total loss there, 24,000. The best I can say there is perspective is important. There has been a lot more volatility in goods-producing sectors, but this is a function of a strong dollar and a weak global economy. I don't think manufacturing is really going to roar again until the world economy begins to pick up.
And right about now, the members of the Federal Reserve's Interest Rate Setting Committee are probably trading emails about this 151,000. You think they will raise interest rates in the next couple of weeks in the light of this?
I suspect they will, but I have to warn you, I am an outlier on this. The market consensus now is there's only a 22% chance of a rate hike. The reason I think they will is if you look back over the last 2 years, there have only been two windows when there was a Fed meeting and the global markets were quiet. They missed one of those opportunities. That was last June. They took advantage of the second one. That was last December. They have been trying to raise rates in the 9 months since. I think if the markets are quiet, they look at this number in the context of the last 3 months, and it's good enough.
All right. We'll see. Christopher Lowe at FTN Financial. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And you've heard of that band and spy plane U2. Well, keep an eye on U6. It's the so-called real unemployment rate that also includes workers so discouraged they've stopped looking for work. That was unchanged in August at 9.7%. We've been reporting this summer on slow growth for global trade. Some call it peak trade. It might be a cycle. It might be more permanent, weaker growth. And China and Europe is part of this. This adds up to a huge glut of shipping capacity around the world, depressing prices for maritime cargo companies. This has left South Korea's biggest shipping line, Hanjin, hanging by a thread. But South Korea's government has just stunned industries there by saying there will be no government bailout. Hanjin is responsible for about 7% of the shipping between Asia and the U.S. West Coast. Jock O'Connell is a trade advisor at Beacon Economics in Los Angeles.
Here in California, we have about three vessels sitting off of the ports of LA and Long Beach, essentially marooned for the time being. That's taking place all around the world. Importers are waiting for their cargoes. If they've got cargo on those ships, they're getting nervous because this is the peak season for retailers to import goods. If you're an exporter, particularly if you're a smaller exporter, your goods, your cargo, your containers are being turned back from ports if they were destined to go on a Hanjin vessel. So this is a very disruptive development.
Staying with cargo shipping firms trying to reduce costs here, the next big thing in that industry may be something really, really big. Listen to this. Self-driving ships, robots instead of a captain, navigator, crew. Put another way, drone freighters loaded with shipping containers crisscrossing the high seas. CNBC reporter Scott Cohn investigated and did this piece for us today.
We're standing on the dock at the California State Maritime Academy near San Francisco. Mechanical engineering professor Michael Holden is showing me his latest project, a 4-foot-long boat that drives itself.
An autonomous system needs a mission, so this one's mission is to measure the water quality in the bay.
He guides it out onto the water with a remote control. Then he flips a switch.
It's steering itself, going to the GPS coordinates.
Now, consider that technology and think a whole lot bigger.
Dynamic positioning reports DGPS-1. Lost connection for vessel RR9835. Suggested course of action. Diagnostics. Commands?
Proceed.
That's a promotional video from Rolls-Royce in Europe. Oscar Levander is a vice president in the marine division.
We think this is actually the thing that's going to redefine shipping, the development around ship intelligence.
He says that video is no fantasy.
Time frame-wise, we say that we're going to have one of these vessels in commercial use before the decade is out. So that's 4 years from now.
They'll operate within one country at first, but international ships are not far behind. No more 20-person crew, so the ship can travel day and night. That's a big saving. Back in the U.S., the research is still at an early stage, like Cal Maritime's miniboat. The school's dean, Sam Pakoda, says there are still some issues to work out, like safety.
The international regulations, collision regulations, rules of the road, calls them, are based solely on manned vessels. There's nothing written in there about autonomous vessels.
But Oscar Levander says most shipping accidents are the result of human error.
We actually foresee that the unmanned ships will be safer than the current ships today.
It's a project with no one on board, and that's a good thing. In Vallejo, California, I'm Scott Cohn for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.